We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
From New York, where the American stage begins, NBC presents Best Plays with John Chapman. Best Plays, a series of hour-length dramas based on famous theatrical books begun by the late Burns Mantle. Now edited by the distinguished drama critic of the New York Daily News, John Chapman. Now, speaking in New York, Mr. Chapman.
Our play this evening, Uncle Harry, was one of Broadway's best plays 10 years ago. The title might suggest that it's a nice, pleasant family comedy about a jolly old uncle whom everybody loves, but the facts are different. Our Uncle Harry hates being called uncle and is far from jolly. In fact, he's a... Well, I mustn't get ahead of the story. You'll find out. Back in the season of 41 and 42, we had two extraordinary and skillful thrillers. Patrick Hamilton's Angel Street, which was played recently on this radio series, and Thomas Jobe's Uncle Harry. Thomas Jobe was born in Wales, went to school with another playwriting Welshman, John Van Druten, and came to this country in 1925 to teach English in a Minnesota college. This college made him head of the drama department, and he began writing plays so that his students would have something to produce and act. Later, he taught playwriting at Carnegie Tech. His first Broadway success was Barchester Towers, and then came Uncle Harry. For our performance now, we have in the title role Joseph Schildkraut, who starred in the original Broadway production. Starring with him this evening is Agnes Moorehead, who recently has been touring the country with Charles Laughton, Charles Boyer, and Cedric Hardwick in Shaw's Don Juan and Hell. Since Mr. Schildkraut and Miss Moorehead are in Hollywood, we'll take you out there for the performance, and I'll sit here in New York and listen. The opening scene is the back corner of the tavern bar in a small Canadian town. The time is somewhere around the early 1900s.
Here you are, sir. Malt and bitter.
Thank you. There you are.
Thank you, Mr.
Jenkins. Now under the firm is Up Jenkins. It's just a little joke we have.
Up and coming, eh?
Doesn't take you long to catch on, sir. Yes, you've got to be up and coming these days. Otherwise, where are you?
In the soup.
Right. It's the same in everything. Politics, business, even murder. You've got to act quick and thoughtful, or you're in trouble. Now, you take this Tompkins fellow in the newspaper here. Murdering his wife that way.
Oh, yes, he went wrong there.
Oh, no, no. It was disposing of the body. That's where he went wrong. He hesitated about the head. Result? Here. Prisoner pays the supreme penalty.
Yes, hang by the neck.
Not up and coming, huh?
Hanged, eh?
I beg pardon?
Hanged, I said. This Tompkins fellow, you must be satisfied. Murderers must be hanged to be satisfied, sir. You see, murderers, like artists, must be hung to be appreciated.
Well, I don't agree with you, sir. A murderer owes it to himself to lie low.
Yes, yes, and that's the paradox of it. It's really very, very sad, you see, because murder is a beautiful art.
What?
That is, if you look at it properly. Tell me, sir, did you ever read about the Quincy case?
Quincy. A few years ago, wasn't it?
That's right.
Settled just like that, if I remember.
So they say, but they're wrong, very wrong.
You don't say.
Would you care to hear the real story?
Do you know it?
Oh, yes. Better than anyone. As a matter of fact, Harry Quincy lived right here in this town, you know.
Oh?
Yes, with his two sisters, Letty and Hester. Unmarried, all of them. The parents died and left them a legacy. Not much, you understand, but enough to keep them in comfort if they lived together. Now, note that, sir. Please note that. If they lived together.
Makes for a bit of a situation, eh?
Precisely. Oh, Albert.
Yes, sir?
Another mild and bitters for this gentleman, please.
Yes, sir.
I say, the bartender seems a bit frightened of you.
Naturally.
Why naturally?
Because I'm the murderer.
What?
Oh, don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed, sir. I'm quite harmless.
Why are they letting you run around loose?
Ah, because of the cunning ways of God. I am trying to circumvent them, sir, through you and through thoughtful men like you. Oh, I tell lots and lots of people.
What are you trying to get out of it?
I want the world to know me for what I am. And then perhaps Letty will let me be.
Letty?
Don't be impatient, sir. Please don't be impatient. I'll explain it all. Just follow my story closely, and you will see how success, like a curse, has a curious way of coming home to roost. Well, it all began one afternoon at our house. My sisters were serving tea.
More tea, Lucy, dear.
No, thank you, Hester.
Show my sister your ring, Lucy. Did you see it, Letty? 3 rubies.
I saw it. They're small, but there are 3 of them.
It's such a lovely setting, too. Don't you think so, sister?
Makes the stones look so much bigger.
How old is your fiancé, Lucy?
38. He's a widower.
Any children?
Not yet.
Oh, you are a caution, Lucy. Imagine what a surprise this will be to Brother Harry.
You don't know how much it bothered Harry when he had to break off his engagement to you, Lucy.
Well, I'm glad to take a load off his conscience.
I said to Harry at the time, if that girl doesn't sue you for breach of promise, Harry, she's a saint, that's all.
If I'd sued anyone, Letty, it would not have been Harry.
Oh, I know what you're thinking, Lucy, that it was Hester and I who influenced Harry to break off, but I assure you it was all between you and Harry.
Well, anyway, I suppose you're glad you waited now that you found Mr.
Waddy. George Waddy.
Waddy. Well, after all, home's the best place for Harry.
Yes, that's what you said at the time.
Did I? Well, doesn't that show you now?
Yes. It showed me at the time, too.
Oughtn't we to serve Hester?
Without Harry?
Well, the tea's almost cold. Besides, I'm sure Lucy has to run.
Oh, that must be Harry now.
I'll let him in.
It's my turn to greet him.
Oh, Hester.
Well, here I am at last. Oof, this rain.
You forgot to wear your galoshes.
Oh, so I did.
Oh, well, never mind now. We've a visitor, a surprise.
Really? Who is it?
Come in and see.
All right. You've got me all excited now. Hello, Lucy.
Hello, Harry.
Well, after all these years.
4 in March.
I've missed you, Lucy.
Oh, catch me believing
that. No, honestly, I did.
There's another surprise. Tell him, Lucy.
By all means.
Well, I hardly know how to
start. She's engaged.
Engaged?
To Mr. George Waddy, engineer.
Show him your ring, dear.
Oh, it isn't much of a ring.
3 rubies. Did you notice, Harry?
Yes, I noticed. It's very lovely. Did you come to tell me that, Lucy?
I just wanted you to know.
Thank you. Very nice of you. Excuse me, please. I'm going upstairs to my room for a minute.
Tea is almost ready, Harry, and just a... Well... He turned pale. Did you see, Letty?
You just imagined it. He went up to change his wet shoes.
Oh, perhaps I shouldn't stay to tea. I'm to meet George at 5:30.
Nonsense, Lucy. I've baked one of my layer cakes. And Letty has a pie in the oven. We'll celebrate.
Well, perhaps a bite.
Fine. Nona! Yes, Miss Hester? Well, Miss Lucy, this is a surprise.
Hello, Nona.
Never expected to see you in this house again, Miss Lucy. Nice to have you back. Bring in the cake, Nona, and take Miss Letty's pie out of the oven.
It isn't finished yet. Another 3 minutes.
If you're going to rely on that silly...
I didn't rely on anything. You just wanted to be solid.
I was merely trying to help. in or out?
Leave it in for another 3 minutes.
Yes, Miss Letty.
Well, is Harry coming down again? Harry, why did you put on that old tweed suit?
Oh, I thought I'd like a change.
That suit's much too young for you. It doesn't fit.
Well, I've put on a pound or two since then.
Besides, it smells of mothballs.
Letty.
Miss Letty, you better come look at this pie before it burns.
You see?
It will not burn. Come along and I'll show you. I imagine Harry and Lucy have some things to say to each other anyway. You would think I'd never face this card.
Did you come to gloat, Lucy?
Only to clear the air, Harry.
Thank you for wanting to do that.
I'd like to be friends.
Oh, all is forgiven, eh?
Yes.
You don't have anything to forgive me for.
Don't I?
No, you know I wanted to marry you.
Oh, but not enough to give up Hester and Letty.
That all these years I've thought that...
So perhaps... have I. Thank God it's over.
Yes. Time is a great healer, eh?
So is another man.
So you did come to gloat after all.
Jealous?
Well, what do you think?
Do you blame me?
Lucy.
Harry. Harry, what are you trying to do?
Trying to make you remember.
Harry, Lucy. Please.
Lucy.
Harry.
Lucy.
Oh, Harry.
Not so easy to forget, is it, Lucy?
No.
Lucy, darling.
See? No. Sugar's coming out through the ground. See? Take it
out. No, I won't. You must wait till the first one.
Oh. You be so stupid, it's going to burn.
Is it my pie or yours?
The Dark Sisters, they go on and on like that all the time.
Harry.
Yes?
If it weren't for Hester and Letty,
yes?
Perhaps... Oh, nothing.
What do you mean, perhaps? Would you come back to me if it weren't for those two?
Would there be any you to come back to? It would be the same all over again.
Oh, no, Lucy, not this time.
No. You've been spoiled too much living with two older sisters. I don't believe you could live as a man ought to. You're too used to being smothered.
But if I could, Lucy, if I...
Don't torture yourself, Harry. Letty and Hester are eternal.
Well, they're my sisters, not my keepers.
Aren't
you know.
They? Why do you suppose they've nicknamed you Uncle Harry? They don't even admit to themselves that you're their brother. You're the only man in their lives, and they're as jealous of each other as two thieves.
Lucy, you still haven't answered my question. If it weren't for Hester and Letty, would you marry me? I mean, George or no George? I mean, would you? Would you, Lucy?
That, Uncle Harry, is a leading question.
That's all I wanted to know, Lucy.
Well, the pie is finished now. We can all sit down and eat.
Lucy, you look all hot and bothered. Has Harry been teasing you? He's an awful tease.
Yes, isn't he?
Have a piece of my layer cake, Harry.
You'd better not, dear. You know your digestion.
It won't hurt him a bit. Here.
Just a little piece, Harry.
Thank
Lucy,
you.
Dear, you haven't told us all the gossip about Mr. Waddy. She was just beginning to tell us when you came in, Harry.
I see.
Well, he came here on construction work. The new bridge at Torrance. I told you he was an engineer, didn't I? Well, it just moved like lightning.
What? The bridge?
The engagement. He took me home a few times in his automobile. Next thing I knew, I was telling him that if he was going to behave like that, he'd better ask Father. That's all there was to it.
These lightning wooers aren't very imaginative, are they, Lucy?
George just doesn't sit around being nice. He gets things done.
That's one I knew, Harry.
Tell me, are you... fond of him?
Yes, I am.
As fond as you were of me?
Well, you were a first love, Harry.
And what is George?
Well, George is more settled. He wants a home and a family.
Oh, a family.
Well, no lady is complete without a few babies, you know.
Yes, I suppose George is very eager for babies.
Oh, why shouldn't he be?
Yes.
There now.
No, what in the world are you doing bringing that dog in here?
Well, he wanted to come in and say hello to the visitor.
Oh, it's poor old Weary Willie. Harry, I didn't know your dog was still alive.
There, old friend. There, how are the poor ears today?
Harry, don't touch him. He's infested.
Oh, poor old fellow. Yes. You're getting so old, your head waggles all the time.
Mona, get him out of here.
He's doing no harm.
Oh, isn't he dying on his feet and us in the middle of our tea?
Well, it's not his fault if he's old and feeble, then.
Oh, he's... No, take him back in the kitchen, Nona.
Go. Yes, Miss.
Oh, thank heaven. Well, let's cut my pie now, shall we?
Yes. Oh, this smells good, Letty.
It may be a bit soggy. Letty wasn't sure about the time.
It will not be soggy. Lucy.
Thank you.
Harry.
Thank you.
I won't let you eat it, Harry. It's canned gooseberries.
How dare you take his plate?
You never consider his health.
Don't be childish. You're just jealous. He hardly touched your plate.
He enjoyed my father.
Ladies, please. All right, I'll compromise. I'll take a mouthful of Letty's pie and a little mouthful of Hester's cake, all right?
Now, who can that be?
Oh, dear, that must be George. I asked him to stop by if I hadn't gone by 5:30.
I'll answer it.
Mr. Waddy, coming here.
Yes?
Horse rain. Let's see. You'd be Uncle Harry.
My name is Harry Quincy.
Then you are Uncle Harry. He's told me about you. I'm George. George Waddy.
Please come into the living room, Mr. Waddy.
Thank you.
Lucy, Mr. Waddy's here.
Oh, darling, how nice of you to come.
I hope I'm not intruding, but we did have a 5:30 date. Let's have a kiss for George, huh?
There. Oh, he's so possessive.
Yes. Mr. Waddy, may I present my sisters? This is Hester, and this is Letty.
How do you do?
How do you do? I've heard so much about you all from Lucy, especially about Uncle Harry here.
Yes, I was afraid of that.
Well, on the contrary, I owe you a great deal.
Well, I'm very glad to meet the better man.
Oh, won't you have some tea, Mr. Waddy?
I'd like to, but afraid I can't. Little girl here and myself have a busy schedule.
George is taking me shopping for a trousseau. Just something simple, of course.
I'll bet it will be. When is the big event, Mr. Waddy?
It'll be soon. Make no mistake about that, Lucy.
George believes in getting things done.
Yes, I do. And we'd better get your things and be off.
Oh, before you go, Lucy, here's a little package of something that I'd like you to have.
Well, very nice of you. What is it?
I tell you, but George would be furious.
Me? Furious? Why?
Not really furious, just in a nice sort of way.
Letty, what is in that package?
Oh, no, Harry. Let her open it privately.
Well, now, we just can't stand here all day deciding. Open it when you get home, Lucy. Goodbye, Miss Letty.
Goodbye.
Miss Hester.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Uncle Harry.
Goodbye, Mr. Waddy. Goodbye. Lucy, I hope you'll remember what we spoke about a little while ago.
Oh, yes, of course I will.
That's fine. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, Harry.
Goodbye.
A nice little fellow, that Uncle Harry.
Thank you very much, Mr. Waddy.
Temper, Harry.
Well, what right has that big blundering...
You have to be sorry for him. Lucy's idea of a husband is a man who spends half his time getting increases in salary and the other half kissing her and so forth.
Yeah.
I'm going into the kitchen to help Nona with the dishes. You coming, Letty?
In a minute.
You can talk to Harry later.
Hester,
You go along, Hester. I want to say something to Letty.
Very well. But hurry. We've only four hands between us, you know. Let's see what you have to talk about anyway.
Sometimes I think it's such a pity about Hester.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't understand you the way I do.
That's right.
I suppose it's because she's older. We can't blame her.
No, for heaven's sake, let's blame nobody.
She doesn't know what it is to be together. Like us.
Yes, darling, isn't it wonderful?
Well, we're pretty well off, Hester or no Hester. Father knew what he was doing when he left us just enough to stick together.
Letty?
Father was a great one for the family.
Letty?
What is it, darling?
Tell me, dear, what was in that package?
Package?
Yes, the one you gave to Lucy.
Oh, nothing important. I just gave her back her old letters.
My letters.
Well, Harry, dear, you won't want them anymore, will you? Will you, dear?
No, why should I?
It'll show her we're done with her for good, won't it?
Unquestionably.
You're cross with me, aren't you? Please don't be cross with me. I couldn't bear it. It was nasty of me, I know. Horrid, but I knew you'd understand, and I just had to do it.
Yeah.
It's all right, isn't it, Harry?
Yes. It's all right.
Good.
Letty, are you coming?
In a minute!
Well, hurry up, won't you? I have to coax Willie to eat something. No one needs help.
Oh, that stupid old dog. She treats it like an invalid.
Well, it's too old and sick to be treated any other way.
You're better off out of its misery.
Oh, nonsense, Letty. It only... Letty? You know, perhaps you're right. Perhaps you're right at the...
Of course I'm right. The animal does nothing but suffer and smell up the house.
Of course, Hester would boil.
Let her boil.
You know, we could do it so
that she didn't even know a little secret between just you and me, Lenny.
That would be fun.
Well, hardly fun.
Well, it's better than letting it suffer. But how does one go about it?
Well, I don't know. Poison, I guess. Hmm? Yes, poison will be the quickest, and Hester will never know.
Chloroform?
Oh, no, not chloroform. He'll struggle too much with that. No, I think hydrocyanic acid will do it.
What's that?
Oh, something very quick. Same thing as prussic acid.
Oh, would it hurt?
Oh, no. Over like that.
Ooh.
Letty, suppose you get some downtown tonight,
Tonight?
Well, it's no use prolonging it, dear. Once you decide to do a terrible thing like this, the best way is to get it over with before all sorts of doubts begin to trouble you, you know?
Very well. Can you buy it just like that?
Oh, no. I tell you, you have to sign for it.
Oh.
You go to Ben, he's a friend of mine, and tell him what you need it for, and you have to sign my name. After all, he sings over at the Bluebell Tavern with Albert and me.
Yes, Ben would give it to me. Yeah. I'll go right away. Then I won't have to help wash the dishes.
Sneak out, eh?
It's over, right. I'll just get my coat now.
Letty, are you coming?
I'm going to the druggist. Harry is out of cough mixture.
We just bought some.
Well, he needs some more. You know he can't sleep without it.
You're just trying to get out of doing this.
Well, I'll help later. Leave some.
Very well, I will.
I'm going now. Harry.
Yes?
Harry, how much shall I get?
I tell you, just tell Ben what you want it for. And Letty, ask for a good, strong dose.
Hmm? Oh, very well. Hmm. I shan't be long.
Running away like a spoiled child.
Yeah, you know Letty's emotional.
You know what the trouble is. She doesn't understand people like you and me, Harry.
Yeah. Yes, I suppose you're quite right, Hester. You're quite... Well, guess I'll be going now.
Going?
Yes, to the Bluebell Tavern. It's Wednesday.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't go to that place. Besides, it's pouring out.
Yes, I know. I'm not keen about going myself. I tell you the truth, but the boys need somebody to sing with them. I can't let them down.
Harry.
Yes?
When are you going to stop being a little martyr to everyone?
Soon. Very soon now, Hester.
No one gives a decent person a thank you for everything you do.
That's right, Hester. That, you know, sometimes I think you've got to be a real devil to make people esteem you.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Nothing. Just taking a good look at you. You're such a big, live woman.
Don't be a fool, Harry. And what in heaven's name is there to laugh at?
When the rain rains and the goose winks, little knows the gosling what the goose thinks. Good night, Hester. But you see, there you go Americanizing again.
Oh, I can't help it, Uncle Harry. It comes over me like that.
Well, if you want to sing in this trio, you've got to sing Canadian and God Save the King.
That's right.
Hey, let's all have another ale.
All around, gentlemen.
Make mine a scotch, Albert, will you? A double.
Oh, listen to him, will you, Ben? He feels happy tonight, Uncle Harry does.
What's the occasion, Uncle Harry?
Not happy, but I certainly would like to be happy, Ben.
Well, who wouldn't? Now, look, I'm a big jolly man, and I own this here tavern. But I ain't as jolly as some think.
Blessed are the meek, they say.
Is that so? Oh, you look at Uncle Harry here. He's meek, but where's it got him? Now, if you weren't so meek to your sister...
Albert,
No, Ben, let him talk. Let him talk.
Well, you take luck tonight. The way Uncle Harry slunk in here, I could tell right off them two had an argument. Right, Uncle Harry?
Well, a slight disagreement.
There you are.
Uncle Harry is a great moral lesson to us, Albert. We all ought to be gentle and kind like him. We aren't, and we don't want to be, but we ought to be.
Thank you, gentlemen, but you really exaggerate. It's just that Letty and Hester are too fond of me. I suppose...
suppose Letty shouldn't have said what she did.
Well, what did she say?
Well, she said this afternoon that one of them was enough to look after me. Now, you see, that hurts Hester.
She really said that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope she isn't planning to play Lucretia Borgia.
What does that mean?
What?
Letty was in my drugstore only this evening, buying some poison.
She what?
Well, didn't you know? She signed your name.
Signed my name? What in the world did she get?
Prussic acid.
Prussic acid? Well, I suppose she wanted to clean some clothes or something, eh?
That's a good one. One whiff of that stuff and...
Oh, it's deadly as all that, huh?
The best you can say for it is that it's quick. It may pinch him a bit at first, but old Weary Willie won't suffer long.
Weary Willie, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You mean my dog?
Well, I thought you knew about it.
What?
She said something ran out of his ears all the time.
But that's all wrong, Ben. That's all wrong.
What?
I'm... Nothing.
You're sure she knows what she's doing?
I suppose so. She might have told me, though.
Well, that's the sad part about dogs. They die.
Say, Ben, what does this stuff do to humans?
Plenty. Prussic acid unites with the hemoglobin in the blood to the exclusion of the oxygen.
That's bad, eh?
Causes suffocation.
Oh.
I saw a case of prussic acid poisoning once, and it wasn't nice.
Oh, a human case?
It had been human.
Oh.
Oh, well, now, here, that's enough of this. I didn't come here to talk business. Let's have another ale and sing out.
I'm awfully sorry, gentlemen. I don't think I'll sing anymore tonight.
Oh, but Uncle Harry, it's only 9 o'clock.
Yes, and we need somebody to sing with us.
I'm sorry, Albert. I don't feel very well tonight. Must be the whiskey, maybe. You and Albert carry on alone, Ben.
Well, Uncle Harry, if you aren't feeling well...
Yes, good night, gentlemen.
Oh, good night, Uncle Harry.
Ben,
hmm?
What sort of stuff did you say Letty got?
Prussic acid.
Prussic, and it kills dogs.
It kills anything.
Hmm. Thank you. Good night, gentlemen.
Well, now.
You know, Albert, I wouldn't be surprised if Letty Quincy was going to kill that dog behind the poor chap's back. He didn't seem to know much about it.
Well, he never knows much about anything those two are up to.
You should have seen Sister Letty buying this stuff. Sly as if she had murder up her sleeve. Wouldn't even talk to my partner. Nothing would do, but she had to see me personally.
Well, I wonder why he left early.
Oh, too much whiskey, maybe.
Oh, now, whiskey has its faults, Ben, but one thing it don't do is to make a man go home early.
Hello, Letty.
Where have you been?
Down at the Bluebell. Didn't Hester tell you?
Oh, she hasn't said a word to me all evening.
Oh?
I've been sitting here reading and worrying about you. I could strangle
her. What's the matter now?
Oh, she found a broken teacup, the second best set. She thinks I did it just to spite her.
Did you?
Of course not. Let me help you off with your coat.
Thank you, darling. Well, where's Madame now?
Upstairs in a room.
Mm-hmm. In bed?
She's sitting there in the dark in one of her moods again. She feels like a martyr because I didn't help her with the dishes. I wouldn't be surprised if she broke that teacup herself.
Say, Letty.
Hmm?
Did you get that stuff?
Yes, I did, with much trouble.
Oh?
Ben wouldn't give it to me at first. Finally, I told him what you wanted it for, and he said he supposed you knew what you were about.
Isn't that just like Ben? Cautious. Where is it, Letty?
Here. Ben said there was enough to settle a whole kennel in that bottle.
Hmm. Such a little thing to cause so much pain. Mm. I tell you, Letty, you better put it out of the way until we get a chance to
visit.
Well,
I thought tonight.
Well, I don't know. Better hide it for the time being. I shouldn't like Hester to see it, and Nona might use it for a cough.
Oh.
I tell you, put it in that jar over there with the matches. I'm the only one who uses it. Hmm? And, Letty, perhaps you'd better write something on the wrapper.
Well, it already says poison.
Well, people don't read print. You know that. Here, take this pencil and write danger on it. Don't touch.
Oh, very well. Danger. Don't touch.
Yeah. Can't be too careful in these matters. Oh, what have you been reading?
Wordsworth.
I find him terribly childish.
Terribly childish, my dear. Only children and wise old men understand words. But may I see that book for a moment? Thank you. Uh-huh. No motion has she now, no force. She neither hears nor sees. Roll round in earth's diurnal course with rocks and stones and trees. There is simple majesty for you, Letty.
Isn't he just saying that a girl is dead?
Yes, yes, but still part of the living world.
I can't see that does her much good. What are you going to read to me tonight?
We'll see, darling. We'll see. We must calm Madame Hester down first.
She's really cross because you preferred my pie to her cake.
And there's a matter of broken teacup, too.
Oh, there's no...
Oh, hello, Nona.
Good evening, Mr. Harry.
Well, how's your fiancé tonight?
Hubert was depressed. He's always depressed when it rains. There we stood in the arcade in the pouring rain. And I said, Hubert, what's the use? Kissing or no kissing? That's why I'm home early.
I've told you may bring Hubert in the kitchen when it rains.
He doesn't like it. Says you come in too often.
Oh, it upsets him.
Oh, you should be a little more charitable, Nona. Now, Letty here likes a little excitement, too.
Nona, did you see me break a cup?
What cup?
There. You see, I'm going up and...
No, don't quarrel with her, Letty.
I'm not going to quarrel, just to tell her.
Well, what's the trouble now?
Oh, I don't know, Nona. Some small disturbance.
Not again.
Don't criticize, Nora. None of us is perfect.
I don't know how you stand it, Mr. Harry.
Well, I manage. Well, Nona, would you be kind enough to reach me a match from that jar over there? Thank you, Nona.
Here you are. Well, what's this? The package was written. Danger, don't touch.
Danger? It must be a joke or something.
Shall I open it?
No. I'll look into it.
Well, that'll be best, Mr. Harry. Even dynamite would be safe with you.
Yeah, that's Miss Letty's writing. Well, we'll have to ask her what it is, eh?
The sooner the better. I don't mind the danger part. It's the don't touch that bothers me.
Put it back. Here comes Miss Letty.
Hester decided to come down. Nona.
Yes, Miss Letty?
Did I just see you looking inside that match jar?
What if I did?
I don't like you prying.
I've been in this house 30 years, and I've been in the matchbox before.
Leave it alone.
I don't see why you snap at
it. It's none of your business.
No. Ladies, now, please. Let's all have a cup of hot cocoa to settle our nerves, eh? How about you, Letty?
Very well.
And you, Hester?
I suppose if the head of the house here is having some, I should.
I am not the head of the house, you know it.
Well, you certainly are.
All I ask is...
All right, that's enough. Letty, that's enough. Really, you two, you're going to become the laughing stock of the whole town if you continue this way, believe me. Now, will you be kind enough and fix the cocoa, please?
Yes, Mr. Harry.
Thank you, dear. So, now let's all be friends, and tomorrow I shall try to match that broken cup, Hester.
Why bother? We have two dozen.
Oh, have two
we
dozen.
We never even a dozen people in the house.
That is not the point. The set is supposed to have 24. Besides, it was my mother's child.
I like that. It isn't enough you tried to have exclusive claim to Harry. Now, mother is yours.
If you'd come and told me that you broke it instead of sneaking out...
I think I'll break it.
How would you feel if I were to break this little china dog?
You tried to... Put that down.
Please. Suppose I just smashed...
Harry gave me that for Christmas. Now, put it down.
Take your hand off my...
Can you put it down? Please. Oh, you haven't dared. I'm breaking
your... Oh, goes ready.
All right. Thank you, Nona. Just put it down over there and then leave us, please, will you?
Yes, Mr. Harry. I must say, this house don't lack for excitement of a sort.
Now, please come now, both of you.
I'm going upstairs.
Hester, now, you wait a minute.
Not another word. I'm going back to my room.
There.
Oh, I hate her.
But she's a child, Letty. You mustn't treat her otherwise.
She's a vicious, bad-tempered old woman. She struck me. I
managed to get along
with
her.
Oh, she doesn't hate you. You're the world to her, and that's why she takes it out on me. Oh, I understand.
Letty, darling, love is just as painful as hate sometimes. Look, after all, it was love that kept me here when I could have married Lucy.
But I did that, too.
Yes, you were even more opposed to Lucy than Hester was, weren't you?
Oh, and you really wanted to marry her as much as all that.
You know that.
Oh, poor Harry.
Yeah, Poor Uncle Harry. I get the sympathy, all right. There's no denying that. Now, look, if you really feel sorry for me, you'll make peace with Hester and let me have a little quiet around
There'll
here.
Never be any peace with her.
Well, I would know.
I won't apologize if that's what you
all
mean.
All I ask is that you act a little kindly. It'll make you a much bigger person than she is.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Now, look, darling, she hasn't had her cocoa yet now. If you will take it up to
her... I'll do no such thing.
All right, here, give it to me. I will.
No, you shall go up to her. I'll take it.
Oh, good, good. You are a more generous person, Letty.
Do you really think so?
Of course, darling.
I'll pour it.
No, never mind. I'll pour it. I tell you, you get some sugar from the kitchen. She likes it sweet.
Oh, she likes it sweet. Very well. Oh.
And now, a little drop of comfort for dear Hester. So, and back in the match jar. So. Oh.
Here's the sugar.
Good, good. Would you give her a few spoonful, please?
One, two.
Put another one. She likes it sweet.
Very well.
There, that's fine. And now, like a good girl, you take it up to her.
I will, but I won't kowtow to her.
You won't have to, Letty. Look, you should do this with forgiveness in your heart.
Oh, I'm a Christian, I hope. But I'm a Christian within decent limits.
Now, make sure she drinks it.
She'll drink it if I have to pour it down her throat after all the trouble I'm going to.
Letty?
Yes.
Letty? If it was just you and me and there was no Hester...
We'd be much happier.
And suppose I wanted to get married, what would you say?
What would become of me?
Yes, that's what I thought you'd say.
What else could I say?
Nothing. Go on, dear. Take the cocoa up to her now. Nona? Nona!
Yes, Mr. Harry?
Come in. Would you care to join me in a cup of cocoa?
Why, yes. Thank you, Mr. Harry.
Good. Sit down.
Thank you. Have they gone to bed?
Mm-hmm. Miss Hester has. Miss Letty just took a cup up to her.
After all that quarrel?
After all that quarrel. In fact, she seemed quite anxious to do it.
Well, that's hard to believe.
No, really, really.
You must have used your blinding.
Not at all.
Well, a wonder's never seen.
By the way, Nona, I think you'd better put that little package back.
Package?
Yes, the little one from the match jar.
But I didn't take it, Mr. Harry.
What?
Miss Letty saw me putting it back.
Oh, really? That's strange. I just went over there for a match to light my pipe and it's gone.
She probably hid it somewhere else.
Well, I have to ask you when she comes down. All right, Nona. Here's to us. What a glorious fuss we can make by just living, eh? That you, Letty?
Yes.
Well, did she drink it?
No.
What?
She said she'd wait until she's finished the story she's reading.
Well, it'll get cold.
But she likes it cold. Shall we have ours now?
Yes, darling, we've earned it.
I shall sit next to you. Oh, this is so cozy and peaceful. Would you read to me, Harry?
Certainly. I tell you, with her, let's find something appropriate for her.
I'll never humiliate myself again by giving in to her like that.
You won't have to. Imagine her lying up there now, triumphant. Imagine her reaching for her cup of cocoa victoriously because you brought it to her.
Harry, you're acting very strangely.
Am I? No. Now, let's see. What shall I read? Here's something. Very appropriate. The Funeral Dirge from Shakespeare's Similes. Fear no more the lightning flash, nor the dreaded thunderstorm. Fear not slander, censure rash. Thou hast finished...
That's Hester.
No need to hurry.
She's ill. She may need...
She needs nothing anymore.
How can you stand there like that?
Hester is dead.
What?
You see this?
The poison. Oh, Harry. Harry, you didn't use it. You didn't.
You cocoa. You gave her...
Oh, Harry. Harry, you murdered her.
He was never any use.
You'll be hanged.
I don't think I'll be hanged.
Harry! Harry, what are you saying? Harry, where are you going?
Upstairs, just to look at her.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Coming.
Mr. Harry, Miss Betty. Oh, she's dead. I saw her on the floor.
No.
Are you sure she's dead?
Oh, I won't ever forget her face, not ever. It was no illness that took her. her off, and you can't tell me it was. And it was lead poison. Oh. That poison Miss Letty was trying to hide from.
Nona! Nona, you're insane.
I'll tell them. Don't think I won't tell them.
No, no, I didn't kill her. I swear to you, I didn't kill her.
It's Larry.
Don't tell her, for God's sake. Tell her what happened. I didn't...
I'm afraid she's right, Letty. You see, Letty, the way it is.
In a moment, we will return with Act Two of Uncle Harry on Best Plays. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. We return to the Best Plays production of Uncle Harry, starring Joseph Schildkraut and Agnes Moorhead. And here again is John Chapman.
As we return to this absorbing drama, we move now into a courtroom where a murder trial is in progress. The trial seems to be another work of art on the part of Uncle Harry. The defendant is Letty Quincy. The judge has taken his chair, and the play continues.
Order! Order! Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you have heard the evidence presented by the Crown and the defense. A question before you is whether or not Miss Letty Quincy is guilty of the willful murder of her sister, Miss Hester Quincy. You will now retire to deliberate on a verdict.
Hello, Ben. Jury returned yet?
Not yet. Just came over for a quick glass of ale. Not much doubt about the verdict, though. Bet you the price of your ale, they'll say she's guilty.
Boy, you catch me throwing away me profits. Oh, I'll bet you they'll take more than an hour, though. You've got to give them time to have a cup of tea and make it look like they was arguing.
Your Honor, they won't be another 10 minutes.
Yeah. Bad business, ain't any woman. You know, if she hadn't tried to put the blame on Uncle Larry, I'd be sorry for her.
How did it feel up there on the witness stand, Ben?
How did I do?
Oh, you spoke up right smart when you told how guilty she looked when she bought the stuff from
her. Well, I wanted to help poor Uncle Harry as much as I could.
Well, he didn't need no help. Every time he tried to help his sister, he put his foot in it worse. Like when he said she tried to be nice to Esther, and the maid telling right after us how they was arguing with slapping and everything. Now, I tell you...
Shh. Here he comes. Well, how are you, old man?
You managing all right, Uncle Harry?
Thank you. I'm well, gentlemen. Very well.
Have they brought in the verdict?
Yes. I'm afraid they have.
Oh. What was it?
Guilty. Guilty of murder.
Mr. Harry, where shall I set it?
Over there on the table, Nona, thank you.
Will that be all?
Yes, my dear, thank you.
Mr. Harry?
Yes?
When is the...
The hanging? Soon, I'm afraid, Nona. It's 2 weeks since the trial.
Seems like months.
Yes. Oh, that must be Lucy. Would you kindly let her in, Nona?
Yes, Mr. Harry.
And then I'd like to be left alone with her, please.
Yes, Mr. Harry.
Thank you, Nona.
Hello, Harry.
Lucy, you came after all.
Yes. I got your message. How dreadful for you, Harry.
I can stand it.
I think you were splendid, Harry. Just splendid.
Thank you.
That moment in the witness box when you said that if there were any justice, you should be in the dock and not Letty. Well, it was the most touching thing I've ever seen.
Thank you, my dear. May I pour you some tea?
Thank you. I hope you don't blame me for testifying against Letty. I couldn't do anything else, you know.
No, indeed, you couldn't.
But I wanted you to know, Harry, that I'm with you in your trouble as much as anyone can.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. You don't know how very happy that makes me.
It gives one such an inadequate feeling, a disaster like this.
Yes.
There's so little one can say.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one thing.
Yes?
You can lead your own life now.
Exactly, Lucy. Exactly, my dear. You never said a truer word.
Not that I'd breathe a word against those poor women. But you're free now.
Yes.
And you're still young.
Yes, Lucy. What a strange business life is, Lucy, isn't it? You go on for years and years and nothing happens. And all of a sudden, bang, your old life is gone and there's a new one coming up for you. You know, Lucy, once a long time ago, I got up at dawn. And before breakfast, I was on a train 100 miles away. And I thought of my old self lying in bed at home doing nothing. When I could always be doing this and catching a train for somewhere new, somewhere exciting. And now it can be like that for both of us. I need you so, Lucy.
You know you can depend on me, Harry.
Thank you. Thank you, darling. Oh, Lucy, before you go, what are we going to do about George?
George?
Yes.
Well, what difference can it possibly make to George?
Well, I don't know. It just seemed that he was pretty fond of you, you know.
Well, of course he's fond of me.
Oh, I see. Well, we'll just have to make him understand, don't we?
Understand what?
Well, that you belong to me, darling.
Harry,
oh, yes, I beg your pardon. I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's a little too early to talk about it. I know, Lucy, but I just can't bear the thought of him seeing you now, Lucy, and kissing you whenever he wants to.
Oh, you poor man.
No, oh, no, Lucy. I'm not a poor man. Not anymore.
You're upset, Harry. This tragedy.
But it isn't a tragedy, Lucy. I'm free now. Now, you said so yourself. Lucy, darling, remember that afternoon when you came to tea with us, and I asked you then, would you marry me if it weren't for Hester and Letty? Now, do you remember what you said?
No, I don't.
Ah, Lucy, you said that Uncle Harry is a leading question. Well, there's only one answer to a leading question. Yes. Yes. Lucy, I depended on that.
Oh, you were terribly mistaken, Harry.
Really mistaken?
Why, yes. I always intended to marry George. I still do.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Lucy.
Oh, it's quite final,
Lucy,
Harry.
Lucy, what I've done for you.
What have you done for me?
What have I? What? So George is between us now.
Well, it would be the same George or no George.
But there's nothing to stop us.
Oh, yes, yes, there is.
What, Lucy, what in heaven's name?
Murder.
Murder?
Haven't you ever heard that it isn't the person who gets hanged that suffers most? It's his family.
Yeah, I see. You mean the grief?
No. The disgrace.
Disgrace?
They have to live with the murder.
But it isn't my fault if Letty goes and murders
her. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. Why, how can you even think of marriage now?
What?
Well, if any woman were mad enough or selfish enough to do it, think of her children. Stared at, talked about. Oh, it wouldn't be fair to them.
That's a cruel way to look at it.
No. Not cruel. Just the ordinary way.
Oh?
And I'm afraid I'm a very ordinary person, Uncle Harry.
Lucy.
I think I'd better leave now. There's nothing else to say.
Lucy, Lucy, can't I see you again?
No.
Lucy, please, please stay with me. Don't leave me alone.
It's no use, Harry. Goodbye.
Lucy, Lucy, please, Lucy. So it was all useless, Uncle Harry.
Come in.
How do you do? Are you the warden?
Yes.
My name is Harry Quincy. My sister is to be executed tomorrow.
Oh, I assume you wish to see your sister. She's being brought here now.
That can wait, Mr. Warden. I wish particularly to see you, sir.
Well, anything I can do to comfort her, of course.
It will not be necessary to comfort her. Would you oblige me, sir, by reading this statement here that I've prepared?
Statement?
Yes.
Well, it's a bit irregular.
Please, sir, please.
Very well.
Thank you.
Following is a transcript of a conversation which took place between my sister Letty and myself in the moments following the murder of Hester Quincy. Letty, that's Hester. Myself, you needn't hurry. Letty, she's ill. She may need... Myself, she needs nothing anymore. Letty, what do you mean? Myself, she's dead.
Extraordinary. If you kindly read further, sir, you will see that it was I who murdered Hester Quincy. I entangled my sister Letty in a net of evidence which my own reputation made it impossible for her to untangle.
Astonishing. Why are you doing this?
Well, there's no point in Letty dying anymore. There's no point in me living. How long will it be before you can release her?
Well, this is quite magnificent of you, Mr. Quincy.
No, not at all.
The only thing is it doesn't hold water.
What?
But I consider it a very noble gesture.
Mr. Warden, I killed her. I've told you.
Mr. Quincy, surely you don't expect the government to hang you on your mere assertion. We need proof.
Yes, I know. I thought of it. There. You have it in your hands.
Oh, really, sir?
Look, Mr. Warden, you have just read the conversation Letty and I had after Hester died. You know that it did not come out in the trial. You must also know that I have had no chance to see her alone. Now, if Letty remembers that conversation, as she must, surely it's enough for a retrial, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it's worth investigating, Mr. Quincy.
Thank you, sir.
I hear you're very well liked.
Yeah, thank you. I always thought of the other fellow first and lost myself as a result. Nobody knows me, really. Why should they? I hardly know myself.
Your sister has refused to see you in the past.
Why shouldn't she after what I've done to her, sir? And Letty never forgives a wrong.
Very well, Mr. Quincy. Miss Corley, will you bring Letty Quincy in here?
Hello, Letty. Hello, Letty.
Sit down, Miss Quincy.
Thank you. Could I sit in the armchair by the fire, please? That one looks very comfortable.
Of course.
I'd almost forgotten what it was like to sit in an armchair. I was going to ask if I could have an armchair in my room tonight. It's true, isn't it, that you can ask for anything in reason on your last night?
There's going to be no last night for you, Letty.
Mr. Warden, I would prefer not to speak to this man. He's wicked, wicked beyond belief.
Miss Quincy, you maintained during the trial that your brother was responsible for the crime?
Yes, I did. No one believed me.
They'll believe you now, Letty.
Can't he let me be?
One moment, Miss Quincy. Do you still say your brother is guilty?
Yes.
Then you will be interested to know that he has confessed.
What?
I've told them that I did it, Letty. You're cleared.
Oh.
Not quite cleared. There are some points.
I wrote down our conversation after Hester was found. All you have to do, Letty, is to recall it and you're free.
Not free, but it would create a reasonable
doubt. Let me understand. You say you killed Hester?
But I told you I
just wanted to know. So you think you can free me now?
That is up to you, Miss Quincy.
Mr. Warden, could I speak to my brother alone?
Yes, but you may not discuss the transcript.
You have my word.
You have 3 minutes.
Thank you.
Very well.
Well, Harry, what are you up to now?
Just trying to save your life.
It must be a bit dull for you at home these days. I read in the papers that Lucy married George Warday.
Yes, she did.
A fair weather friend. I always said so. Well.
Look, Letty, you're wasting time.
Didn't get much for your trouble, eh?
I don't care much now.
Oh, so that's why you're here. Can't live without her. Selfish Harry, selfish as ever.
What?
Do you suppose I don't see through you? It's just like your childish trick of giving away your toys when you'd broken them. And then you'd act so big and generous about it that everyone said what a fine little fellow you were. Now you've broken your life and you want to give that away. But it won't do, Harry. Not this time.
You don't want to die, do you, Letty?
In the last 3 weeks, I've died over and over again. Tomorrow won't matter.
But imagine it. Imagine. If you live, you'll be lord of the manor.
I thought of that. I thought of you as lord of the manor. You who are such a great one for company. But there isn't much company, is there, Harry? You walk down the street and people whisper and cross to the other side. You go home and there's the memory of me at the door to meet you. You sit in an empty room with only horror for company. Oh, no, I wouldn't be in your shoes for anything, Uncle Harry.
You can't do this, Letty. You must tell the truth. You must.
No.
Letty, you've spoiled everything for me all my life. Don't spoil this, please. Please don't spoil this.
Well, Mr. Quincy?
She won't tell the truth, sir. I did it. I did it. And she says no.
Of course he didn't do it.
Who, then?
You say I did it. Let it stand that way.
Very well.
You see, He's always been headstrong, Harry has. Once he even wanted to go to Paris to paint pictures, as if he couldn't paint all he wanted at home. Then he wanted to marry some perfectly ordinary girl. It was hard to make him see sense about it. And now he wants to die.
If that's all, Miss Quincy...
That's all. Oh, I do hate to leave this fire. I was always like a cat about fire. You won't forget about the armchair, will you?
You shall have it. I think you're a brave woman to refuse your brother's sacrifice.
Thank you. You wouldn't care to say goodbye, Harry.
Mr. Warden, you've got to delay it. She'll talk. I promise you will. I promise you. You see, if she dies, I'll be all alone with what I've done.
You see, Harry, the way it is.
She said it. She said it. Mr. Warden, did you hear those last words? Those are the same words I said to her. You see, Letty, the way... that proves it. I'll find them for you in this transcript. Right here. Right here, sir. This is the proof. I'm sure I put these words down. Maybe I didn't think it important enough, but I did say them. I swear, Mr. Warden, I swear...
Please.
I did it. Letty! Come back. Can't I even have a say in my own life just for once? Let. Don't you see what you've done to me? You'd better pull yourself together, Mr. Quincy. Here, drink this. Yeah, that's better. Thank you. Thank you. You'll be all right. Yes, Mr. Warden, I'll be all right. I'll be all... But I'll tell the whole world myself from now on. Everyone, and someday somebody will believe me. Someday I will be free of her yet. They say murder will out, eh? But not my murder. Not Harry Quincy's murder. I'm not good enough. Not even good enough for that.